A lobbyist for UW Colleges and UW Extension put out an email yesterday afternoon. In the document, Rosemary Potter says the State Department of Administration has decided a planned $65 million budget cut for the UW system is still in the works, despite System President Kevin Riley trying to reach a more, quote, equitable compromise. Potter asks colleges and extension employees on their own time to contact a member of the legislature's budget writing committee to ask for a public hearing on the proposed budget cut. Earlier in the day in Milwaukee, Governor Scott Walker insisted the cut for many state agencies is needed.
Because it was in the budget. Simple. It was in Governor Doyle's budget 2 years ago. Similar lapses. It's in our budget. It's something that we tried to do as appropriately as possible. And we exempted a few areas per the advice and counsel of the Attorney General. He asked us to, for example, DAs and others to look out for them. We did that.
While UW System President Riley repeated the case he's been trying to make.
That the university really needs to be a higher priority if in the longer term we're going to get out of the kind of economic spiral that we've been in recent years. We need more college-educated people in the state. We need more research coming out of the university to create new jobs and new industries in Wisconsin. And unless we can do that, we won't have the money for the other public goods in the state that we want.
Riley says he doesn't know if or when in the next few weeks state lawmakers will hold a public hearing on the lapse. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.